You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kua tīmata te haerenga, The Journey Has Begun, Mental Health and Addiction Monitoring Report 2024 was released yesterday. Could you explain some of the findings from this report?
The report highlights that over the last 5 years, within the adult mental health and addiction services, the number of people who are being seen for treatment has reduced. In the addiction services, it's reduced almost by, and this has been managed over the population count as well, taking into account population increase. In addiction, it's decreased by about 11%, in mental health services by about 3.1%, which are quite large decreases, particularly bearing in mind that the report also highlights that there is an increase in the number of people who are requiring mental health services and addiction services. And that is quite worrying that this is a trend. This has been something that our members have been highlighting to us for quite some time. So it is really welcome from our side to actually have Mental Health Commission come out and confirm what we have been told by our members for a reasonable number of years now. And that is something that is worrying, that needs to be looked into, and we need to try and arrest this trend and turn it around, because we cannot have a system where the need increases for services but our ability to deliver those services is decreasing.
We have seen specifically adult specialist services having a steady increase in vacancy rates from 5.5% in 2018 to 11.1% in 2022. Why are we seeing such a decrease in workers?
Firstly, I think there's the issue of availability of workers. There's a general shortage of health workers within New Zealand. There's a lot of competition for workers, and so that is one reason. I think the other reason is that not enough attention is being paid to the mental health and addiction services as a service. We hear a lot about shortages within the general hospital. A lot of effort gets put into trying to recruit into those areas. However, mental health is almost like a forgotten cousin, and we only sort of remember them if something drastic happens. And so that is an area that we really need to pay special attention to. We just cannot treat it in the same way as we are treating everything else. I think we need to have some special attention paid to mental health and addiction, particularly the adult services. There is, as you have noted from the report, a lot of effort has been put into creating a variety of different services, and that has been highlighted in the report. There's a lot more choice, which is really welcome. However, the adult mental health services is not getting the attention that it needs. And this is the service where you are really dealing with the 3 to 4% of the population which need major interventions in their lives. And so the work that is required here is quite intense. It's hard. It requires people to have a lot of experience. And so one of the problems that we are seeing is that because the work is getting intense, a lot of people are leaving, particularly the experienced people. Newer people are being employed, but they do not have sufficient support to feel comfortable in the work, to build up the experience. So what we are experiencing is a lot of churn at the within the workforce. And so the number of vacancies is one story, but the other story is obviously the churn that's also occurring, which basically means that people come in, they work for 2 years or 3 years and leave, and we're not able to keep them for longer term. And so you continuously have a lot of people coming in and leaving. The other reason why we're not recruiting is some of the fear that exists within this violence is a major issue within the workforce, which may put some people off. So there's a whole array of reasons that people are not coming into the workforce, and that's something that we need to obviously work on to try and fix so that it becomes a service that's more attractive for people.
Is there currently a plan put in place for mental health and addiction workers?
Not that I'm aware of. We have raised this a number of times. We did try and work with Te Whāru Ora some years back to try and set up a special group, the workforce planning, to look at mental health and addiction workforce as a separate workforce. However, before the work could actually progress to any progress, the group was disbanded, and on the basis that a more general workforce planning group had been set up and this would be taken care of through that process. However, we have not seen anything come out from that as such that has actually made any difference or given any particular attention to this group.
Those are all the questions I have for today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that we really are very keen to find solutions. And we believe that our membership, which is something in the vicinity of about 4,000 in mental health services and in addiction services, have a lot of experience. And the employer and the government needs to engage with this group to actually see what will work for them. Having consultants come and tell us that this will fix it, this is not going to be good enough. We really are seeking the government to engage with us seriously over this issue because it is a serious issue. And if we do not arrest it, we are going to have a mental health and addiction service that over the next few years will collapse, literally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.